Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Know how many of the 836,000 deaths in the U.S. linked to COVID are from COVID, or how many are with COVID but they had other comorbidities? Do you have that breakdown?
Yes, of course. With Omicron, we're following that very carefully. Our death registry, of course, takes a few weeks to collect. And of course, Omicron has just been with us for a few weeks, but those data will be forthcoming.
Notice how the director of the CDC did not actually answer the question. In fact, she's talking about Omicron. What's that got to do with the 836,000 deaths that have occurred, supposedly, from the original version of Wu Flu and all the other variants? Absolutely nothing. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson Show. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Going to play a clip from 60 Minutes that had to do with the swine flu. See if you can understand the parallel, if you can discover the parallels between the swine flu of 1976 or whenever it was, and what's happening right now. Here's the clip.
Remember the swine flu scare of 1976? That was the year the U.S. government told us all that swine flu could turn out to be a killer that could spread across the nation. And Washington decided that every man, woman, and child in the nation should get a shot to prevent a nationwide outbreak, a pandemic. Well, 46 million of us obediently took the shot. And now 4,000 Americans are claiming damages from Uncle Sam amounting to $3.5 billion. Because of what happened when they took that shot. By far the greatest number of the claims, two-thirds of them, are for neurological damage or even death.
This virus was the cause of a pandemic in 1918 and 1919 that resulted in over 500,000 deaths in the United States, as well as 20 million deaths around the world.
See how easy it is to...
Thus, the U.S. government's publicity machine was cranked into action to urge all America to protect itself against the swine flu menace.
Influenza is serious business. During major flu epidemics, millions of people are sick and thousands die. Well, this year you can get protection. The vaccines are safe, easy to take, and they can protect you against flu. So roll up your sleeve. Protect yourself.
One of those who did roll up her sleeve was Judy Roberts. She was perfectly healthy, an active woman, when in November of 1976, she took her shot. 2 weeks later, she says, she began to feel a numbness starting up her legs.
By the following week, I was totally paralyzed.
So completely paralyzed, in fact, that they had to operate on her to enable her to breathe. And for 6 months, Judy Roberts was a quadriplegic. The diagnosis? A neurological disorder called Guillain-Barré syndrome. This disease can even kill. Indeed, there are 300 claims now pending from the families of GBS victims who died, allegedly as a result of the swine flu shot.
Judy, why did you take the flu shot?
I'd never taken any other flu shots, but I felt like this was going to be a major epidemic. And the only way to prevent a major epidemic of a really deadly variety of flu was for everybody to be immunized.
As part of informing Americans about the swine flu threat, Dr. Censor's CDC also helped create the advertising to get the public to take the shot.
Swine flu? Man, I'm too fast for that to catch me.
You'll want to be protected. Get a shot of protection. The swine flu shot.
Let me read to you from one of your own agencies. Memos planning the campaign to urge Americans to take the shot. The swine flu vaccine has been taken by many important persons, he wrote. Example, President Ford, Henry Kissinger, Elton John, Muhammad Ali, Mary Tyler Moore, Rudolf Nureyev, Walter Cronkite, Ralph Nader, Edward Kennedy, etc., etc. Did you talk to these people beforehand to find out if they planned to take the shot?
I did not know.
Did anybody?
I do not know.
Did you get permission to use their names in your campaign?
I do not know.
Mary, did you take a swine flu shot?
No, I did not.
Did you give them permission to use your name saying that you had or were going to?
Absolutely not. Never did.
Did you ask your own doctor about taking the swine flu shot?
Yes, and at the time he thought it might be a good idea. But I resisted it because I was leery of having the symptoms that sometimes go with that kind of inoculation.
So you didn't?
No, I didn't.
Have you spoken to your doctor since?
Yes.
And?
He's delighted that I didn't take that shot.
Dr. Michael Hatwick directed the surveillance team for the swine flu program at the CDC. His job was to find out what possible complications could arise from taking the shot and to report his findings to those in charge.
Did you know ahead of time, Dr. Hatwick, that there had been case reports of neurological disorders, neurological illness, apparently associated with the injection of influenza vaccine?
Absolutely.
You did?
Yes.
How'd you know that?
By review of the literature.
So you told your superiors, the men in charge of the swine flu immunization program, about the possibility of neurological disorders?
Absolutely.
What would you say if I told you that your superiors say that you never told them about the possibility of neurological complications?
That's nonsense. I can't believe that they would say that they did not know that there were neurological illnesses associated with influenza vaccination. That simply is not true. We did know that.
I've said that Dr. Hatwick had never told me of his feelings on this subject.
That he's lying.
I guess you would have to make that assumption.
Then why does this report from your own agency, dated July 1976, list neurological complications as a possibility?
I think the consensus of the scientific community was that the evidence relating neurologic disorders to influenza immunization was such that they did not feel that this association was a real one.
You didn't feel it was necessary to tell the American people that information?
I think that over the years we have tried to inform the American people as fully as possible.
The vaccines are safe, easy to take, and they can protect you against flu.
I told Judy to take the shot. She wasn't going to take it, and she never had had shots. And I'm mad with my government because they knew the facts. But they didn't release those facts because if they had released them, the people wouldn't have taken. And they can come out tomorrow and tell me there's going to be an epidemic, and they can drop off like flies to next to me. I will not take another shot that my government tells me to take.
Meantime, Judy Roberts and some 4,000 others like her are still waiting for their day in court.
Notice any parallels? Well, let me tell you some differences. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. The difference is they got a worldwide cabal this time. They considered it an emergency, so you can't sue the pharmaceutical company. So Julie Roberts would not have any recourse. That's where we are today. Even more draconian than at the time, and they tried it then. We'll be back, folks. We got a lot more to talk about.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316.
That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I bet you've been busy waiting in all those testing lines because you're afraid the old Omicron's going to get you. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. I have friends that have it. My wife had it. Well, she still has it. I haven't had a mask on. She hasn't worn a mask. My son, he had a little bit of a bug, but he got tested and he's got nothing. It was one day. I've had nothing. No mask, no nothing. Spray a little Lysol. So, yeah, it's out there. It's floating around. I got some friends, Dale and Lori. Both of them had it. They're surviving it. I'm not telling you it's easy. It's just, it's a nuisance. It's like a cold, or it could even be a cold and a flu or whatever, however you want to define it. It's a pain in the butt. You get sick. Nobody wants to get sick. Even if your back is tweaked, it feels bad. Even if it's muscular. God forbid it's a nerve, because I have back issues sometimes. It is what it is. But most of the time, it isn't going to kill us. And hey, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but one of these days, something's going to get you. And if you're living your life right, you understand that and you're not too concerned about it because it's just the way life works. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. See, maybe while you were waiting in those testing lines, you were even informed that there's a new variant, this thing called Deltacron, the latest transformer of Wu Flu variants. I can hardly wait for the Marvel comics of these super virals at some point. Or what about the sitcom featuring Florona? Wasn't she on Good Times? The neighbor to the Evans family, Florona. Oh, that was Verona. So we're being told this, folks. Vaccine sites are returning. They're going to be set up all over the place in case somebody wants to get tested for a cold. We're told that Omicron, the wave has hit the country, so we all must prepare to die. Let me play you a couple of commercials they had playing during the time of the swine flu, when they really would have liked to have tried this, but they didn't have the chance to put in that mass psychosis like they have now. This is worldwide. I want you to understand entire governments are participating, and finally, we may be at the end of it, but here's a couple of commercials. These are short. These are swine flu commercials from back in the 70s.
I'm the healthiest 55-year-old you ever seen. Hey, I play golf every weekend.
Get a shot of protection. The swine flu shot.
Joe brought it home from the office. He gave it to Betty and one of his kids and to Betty's mother. But Betty's mother went back to California the next day. On her way to the airport, she gave it to a cab driver, a ticket agent, and one of the charming stewardesses. At school, Joe's kid gave it to some other kids, and Mrs. Merrill got it and gave it to her husband. In California, Betty's mother gave it to her best friend, Dottie. But Dottie had a heart condition and she died. But before she died, Dottie gave it to her girlfriend, the mailman, the paper boy, and the vet when she went to pick up her chihuahua.
If a swine flu epidemic comes, this is how it could spread. You'll want to be protected, especially if you're elderly or chronically ill. Get a shot of protection. The swine flu shot.
Understand, folks, there is an entire cabal out there that is involved in this. They are strategizing with Madison Avenue. They're strategizing with Hollywood. I just saw a thing the other day. It showed all these basketball athletes, all of them getting their shots. I'm going to make you a bet. None of them got it. The same way in that 60 Minutes thing we played earlier, Mary Tyler Moore, who was hot at the time, you know, hot actress at the time, big actress, I should say. You know, she's a beautiful lady, but anyway, she was a big deal at the time. And she says, I didn't get it. I almost got it. I'm glad I didn't get it. And so is my doctor. Look, the parallels are there. You don't have to look very far. Go back. It isn't like we have to go back into the Roman days to figure out stuff. The government's against you. The government is part of a network of people that sadly, and I hate to admit this because I want to believe that our government cares about us, but they do not. This government wants you to capitulate. They ultimately want you not to think about anything. Just do it. And it reminds me of my time in China where people just said, look, I don't even worry about what government does because they're going to tell us the rules and we're going to follow them. And it doesn't matter whether we're under surveillance, if they restrict travel, restrict what we can eat, where we can go, whatever. That's just the way it is. It's not that way in America. And that's what we're fighting for. So as I look at these things, I look at the propaganda machine. Oh, the vaccination sites are returning. People are just lining up to get vaccinated. By the way, you can't see it in the audio, but in the 60 Minutes deal that they did, they show people just like drones just lined up getting the shot, next person getting the shot, and they're all colors, shapes, and sizes. Because they want you to understand, hey, everybody's doing it. Black people, Latinos, white people, Asians, all of us. We're doing our civic duty. It's our patriotic duty to give up our freedom and get a shot over something that will not kill us. But, I mean, you know, the disease won't, but the shot will. It can kill you or maim you. And as I said earlier, the difference between then and now is there's no recourse. Nothing you can do. And so you've got this psychotic group of people who've capitulated, and now they've become the acting Gestapo for the government. Like the lady on the plane who berates a guy, he's eating. Put your mask on! You've met them, mask Nazis all over the place. Put your mask up. They'll signal for you to do it. Things like that. I've told a story a couple times, but early in the mask wars, a lady was told me, put my mask up. I had it on my chin. I was walking to the airport. I had it on. So she signals for me to put my mask up. Let me tell you something. It cracked me up. This 70-something-year-old lady is going to walk by me and tell me to do something. Where in her right mind would she ever do that? Would she do that walking through the street? I'm just saying, forget masks. I'm saying we're walking through downtown Chicago. We're walking through Compton. Do you think a white woman would look at me and go, you put your mask up? She thinks she's got authority over me. Are you kidding? She's a victim where I grew up. But she's got authority because she can tell me, put that mask up. And she's got the government to back her. Understand this, folks. There's a segment of this country that hopes enough of us die from this Chinese bioweapon that it forces us into compliance. It forces us into loss of freedom. And despite all the evidence, folks, that this disease, this virus, this bioweapon is not going to kill us all, they double down. They want you out. Citibank,
we'll fire all our employees as of January 31st if you're not vaccinated.
We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States is sending more of your tax dollars for humanitarian aid to Afghanistan. The latest contribution covers $308 million. Total allocations are around $782 million since October. Afghans are confronting a harsh winter with dwindling food and fuel supplies. Senators are taking a close look at the growing COVID-19 variant surge. North Carolina Republican Senator Richard Burr noting the ongoing lack of availability of in-home test kits.
When Americans were instructed to do the responsible thing and get tests before they see loved ones, there were no tests on the shelves or online.
Burr adding the Biden administration has squandered opportunities to combat the surges. You're listening to USA Radio News. Flights are back on schedule Tuesday after the FAA ordered a full ground stop at all West Coast airports. Here's what that sounded like from air traffic controllers at the airport in Burbank, California, Monday night.
Zoom Lake Echo, I need you to go ahead and land at Van Nuys at this time. Some sort of national security threat's going on, and we are not allowing aircraft to maneuver in the area at the moment. Are you able to land Van Nuys?
The stoppage was ordered after North Korea fired what appeared to be a ballistic missile into the Sea of Japan.
Starting Saturday, private health insurers will be required to cover up to 8 home COVID-19 tests per month for those on their plans. The Biden administration announced the change Monday as it looks to lower costs and make testing for the virus more convenient. Only tests purchased on or after January 15th will be required to be reimbursed. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
When I see members of the board of the schools that are in control of our children and the way they think, I'm disgusted. This is exactly why my kids are at home, homeschooled, staying away from people like you. They want to poison their mind and think that there's something they should fear. You guys are like the boogeyman. You're creating hysteria, and you're creating a generation of children with social anxiety. You're going to create an entire generation of pill-popping junkies. And this is going to be your doing. Because they have no idea what other people's faces and smiles look like. They're going to grow up in a world of angry, bitter people. Pissed-off citizens who have no idea. This mouth plays a major role in nonverbal communication. I've taken psychology classes. I went through the indoctrination camps. I got my bachelor's degree from Sac State. Okay? I went to Sierra College. I made it through. And you know what? I learned that there are people who will stand up for the kids, and there's people like you. People that pretend like you stand up for the kids because you want the paycheck, you want the cool name. You're president. Well, I'm president too, bro. Both president of the group. Congratulations. But I stand up for the kids. That's the difference. I stand up for the kids in the community. I put my life on the line for these kids. I stand up for everybody's kids in all the communities. You understand? I don't do it on a 9-to-5 basis. I do it Monday through Sunday, 12-to-12. These women right here, it's sad you beta males let these women lead by example. You are seen as weak, minuscule men. I tell my board, men like you, those aren't men. You understand? You will be weak, minuscule men the rest of your lives, and I'm not going to let you influence the other boys in this community to be little cucks. You understand? This is a city of men, not betas, non-gender identified people. You understand? Okay? There are men, and there are women. And there are betas, and there's alphas. And this Omicron crap is a joke. Take the mask off, take a deep breath, go do some yoga, wear your mask, okay? And another time, stop getting your children's brains. This is psychological damage. And I know you're looking at me, bro, because you know what I'm saying is truth. You know it, you're going to go home and sleep on this, and it's going to bother you. And I'll be back in 2 weeks, bro. I'll be back every 2 weeks. Because I own my own business, I homeschool my kids, and I can do that. Because no one else signs my checks, you understand? We sign their checks. And you best bet, I'm going to run a boatload of people against you guys. There ain't going to be no easy peasy election next time, you understand? There's going to be at least two or three of you for each position. It is a whitewash. You guys are toast. You're not allowed for this. I don't care what you've done in your community, because this is enough. You can go do all the good you want, but when you poison my kid's mind, it's done. Okay? You crossed the line. So I'm letting you know. We're pissed, and it's enough.
I love that guy. I want to give him an award. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. That was a father speaking to a school board about mask, Omicron, this whole farce, everything we've been talking about. People are waking up. They finally are getting it. And look, it didn't take very long for us, right? But how long are you going to let these other people do it? How long are you going to let these other people push you around? These so-called educators who are forcing our kids to do things that we're going, what are you talking about? Thankfully, in my kid's school, it's done. And it's done why? Because we finally said to the school board, you keep this up, we're getting rid of you. There is a girl we're getting rid of, though, here locally, regardless. But these troublemakers, beta males, he called them, and he's right. We're creating these pill-popping junkies and angry, bitter people. And we wonder, why does the crime rate rise? Why does the suicide rate rise? Homelessness. All these other things. People are going to become hypochondriacs because of everything they're going through right now. So my question to you is, for this segment, is are we there yet? Have we reached the point where leftists can finally admit that Wu Flu has been nothing but a big money grab? And maybe somebody is willing to stand up and say, I'm not talking about us. We've been talking about it. We've been standing up. But I'm saying on the left, they're finally ready to say, wait a minute. The regular flu is being blamed, is really what's causing a lot of the issues today, not the Wu flu. Regular flu is big brother to the Wu flu, and it's being blamed for many of the things that are happening. Well, Wu flu is being blamed for it. Little bro is taking credit, but little bro thinks that he's doing it because it makes him better. You understand the metaphor? Maybe you don't. Maybe I'm not explaining it right. It's been a massive money grab over the flu, over the common cold. And they're giving credit to Wu Flu. They're making Wu Flu think he's more powerful and bigger than what it really is. Why? That's where the money is right now. I could make the same parallel with racism. Why do you think people are making such a big deal about racism? Is it because it occupies your daily life? Of course not. You don't think 2 seconds about racism until when? Until somebody brings it up. Until the government goes, oh, did you realize that you have racism that you didn't even know about? I did not know that. Oh, my gosh. And you're going, well, it's funny. I never thought about it. Yeah, because you don't think about it. You don't think about it until somebody wants to make some money off of you thinking about it. This is it's such an elaborate and I don't want to say complicated because it's not that complicated, but it is elaborate. It's easy to follow, though, and it's a scheme, and it's frustrating to me that we can't get more people to recognize it. Anyway, the CDC, before I get into this, I want to say, I believe we're getting there. I'm going to leave it to you to determine when you're finally there or when you believe it's there. But I think we're getting there. I think people are finally starting to recognize this. And there are little things that become sort of, you know, where you feel like people do see it. For example, the guy that found that 60 Minutes deal on swine flu. We didn't find it. Somebody else found that. But we found it after he found it. And we spread it. And they spread it. And more people spread it. And then they see the parallels. That father, that clip we played earlier, he's not anecdotal. He's mainstream now. Did you see the people? You obviously couldn't see the video, but you could hear the people laughing and going, yeah, ooh, clapping. That's the norm now. That's the reason why the left, who want to propagate these lies, have asked the Attorney General, Derrick Garland, Garrick Garland or something. Anyway, they want him to step in and stop you from doing that. Stop you from threatening the school boards by telling them you're not going to get elected again. Now, any language you use, that guy, let me tell you something. He will be considered radical, and there will be a point without us, he would be thrown in jail for what he said. I know people are, come on, Kevin, we're America, we got free speech. That dude will be considered a radical and thrown in jail the same way January 6th people are rotting in jail having done absolutely nothing. And you should, I dare you, Google, put January 6th up, the day of insurrection. Just look at the propaganda around it. But here's the good news. People see through it. But let me tell you, they're seeing through it because of voices like mine that are reminding you. And then telling people like you, look, I'm no, there's nothing big about me. I'm going to be very clear. I'm just the one you're listening to right now. The big person is you. The big person is you who's willing to get out there and say, I'm going to be that father at the school board or that mother at the school board. I'm going to be the one that confronts the lies. Let some vax person come up to me talking about vaccines. I'm going to go, oh, you're vaxxed? Last time I checked, it got you nothing. It doesn't work. You're still wearing your mask. You afraid? What's your issue? Last time I checked, Dr. Fauci said, how many times have you been poked now? Twice? Oh, well, it's ineffective. You might as well not have gotten the vaccine. Oh, that test? Meaningless. I'm not letting them get away with it. And look, I'm using Wu Flu as a metaphor. This is everything. Race. You want to talk racism? You want to talk tax policy? I'm going to tell you everything you've learned, everything that you stand for has been built on a lie. Now, you can stop it now. It's like I tell my kid all the time. I said, you just had a bad behavior. You just did something bad. Doesn't define you. But here's the good news about getting disciplined by your parents. You can stop in this very moment. You can say, I'm changing. That's it. All is forgiven. All you got to do is decide, I'm going to do this. I'm going to keep my room clean. I'm going to make sure I stay on top of my studies, and so on and so forth. It's really that simple. And smart people, like my kid, they change it. But you know what leftists do? They get mad at you for pointing out how stupid they are. Well, deal with it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We just heard about the U.S. Supreme Court currently deciding the fate of the president's vaccine mandates. In the questioning, Justice Sonia Sotomayor made this statement.
We have over 100,000 children, which we've never had before, in serious condition, and many on ventilators.
Now, we can find from Friday suggests there are fewer than 3,500 current pediatric hospitalizations from COVID-19. Is that true?
Yeah, but, you know, here's what I can tell you about our pediatric hospitalizations now. First of all, the vast majority of children who are in the hospital are unvaccinated.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. I wanted to stop there for just a second because, see, this is what leftists do. Yeah, the majority of these kids who are in the hospital are unvaccinated. Why? They don't need it. Also, the majority of the kids in these hospitals are not in the hospitals because of COVID. They're in the hospital because they have a flu bug, not Wu flu, or they've got something else going on. The overwhelming majority, just so you're clear, as of the time of this broadcast, I can tell you, through research, there's not a single kid on a ventilator in any hospital in America because of COVID. Not one. We looked it up. We looked for stories. And essentially, that's what whatever this guy's name is. I forget his name on Fox. I don't remember these people's names. I know Tucker and all of them. Brett Baer. Thank you. My producers make sure I stay on top of things like meaningful trivia. Anyway, we're going to continue with this clip, but I want to stop here because the question is very simple. Sotomayor says there's 100,000 kids who are gravely ill over Wu flu, and many of them, she said, are on ventilators. And what I want you to understand, we talked about it earlier. I know we're recovering ground, but I'm recovering it in a little more detail. Is number one, there's only 3,500 kids in the hospital with anything related to Wu flu, and the overwhelming majority of those kids are not there because of Wu flu. They're there because of something else. And oh, by the way, the CDC, the head of the CDC, Walensky, is lying by telling you that they're there because they're unvaccinated. That just happens to be a consequence of it. It would be like saying the majority of people who were wrecked and, you know, got killed by drunk drivers were unvaccinated. Okay, what's that got to do with being killed by a drunk driver? Here's the rest of the clip.
And for those children who are not eligible for vaccination, we do know that they are most likely to get sick with COVID if their family members aren't vaccinated. So the most important thing we can do for those children to keep them out of the hospital is to vaccinate them and to vaccinate their family members around them.
Understood, but the number is not 100,000. It's roughly 3,500 in hospitals now.
Yes, there are. And in fact, what I will say is while pediatric hospitalizations are rising, they're still about 15-fold less than hospitalizations of our older age demographic.
Do you have a number of children on ventilators?
I do not know, have that off the top of my head, but what I can say is for I don't believe there are any in many of these hospitals who are vaccinated. So really, the highest risk of being on a ventilator if you're a child is if you're unvaccinated. We also have recent data out just this week that's demonstrated that dangerous MIS-C syndrome that we're seeing in children, 91% protection if you've been vaccinated.
The risk of death or serious illness in children is still very small, right?
Comparatively, the risk of death is small, but of course, you know, children are supposed to die. So, yeah. You know, if we have a child who is sick with COVID-19, we want to make sure that we want to protect them, of course.
Right.
So I'm interrupting again. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network.com, 844-551-8255. This is a public health official who's being asked a direct question. This is a person who's going to make a decision on mandates for shots. Does she have the? Is she dealing with misinformation? And of course, the short answer is yes, she is. There's not 100,000 kids in the hospital, most on ventilators. In fact, there's only 3,500 kids in the hospital that have anything to do with Wu flu. We don't really know if it is Wu flu. And by the way, none of them are on ventilators. And her argument is, well, if we could just save one life. Kids aren't supposed to die. Says who? Kids die every day. I can tell you this. More kids die every day from gunshots in cities run by Democrats than will die from the Wu flu. More kids will die every day from accidents in the home than will die from the Wu flu. More kids will die every day from suicide, from drug overdoses, and a host of other things than Wu flu. But she wants to convince you it's a shot, man. If they get this shot, it'll stop many of them from dying. Are you beginning to see the level of just evil that these people have? It's brainwashing at a level that you can't, I can't even contemplate. No matter how many times he says it. Well, yeah, that's 3,500, but kids aren't supposed to die. Well, they die of cancer. Many kids die. They die of juvenile diabetes. Kids die from stuff every single day. And what we're getting at here, folks, is the minuscule amount. And I think he goes into in the next phase, and we'll finish with this. The minuscule amount of kids who get this disease, this virus, and die is so negligible that under normal circumstances, you wouldn't even be discussing this. I know this for a fact. I forget what I was studying at one point, but they made a point that there is an acceptable amount of death when you're developing a vaccine, when you're planning for war. There's a number that everybody goes, this is a number that's acceptable, because we all know it's going to happen. Somebody will have an adverse reaction to an aspirin or whatever it may be. So there is. And as much as I hate to tell you that I wouldn't want it to be my kid, I don't want it to be yours either. It does happen. But look, what they should do is tell us what they're actually trying to do. They're actually experimenting on the world, on the public, and pretending that it's for the greater good. And what better thing than to say, it's for the kids. We got to save the kids. Pediatric hospitalizations, she says, are rising, but less than other ages. Of course. That's the way life works. And what she doesn't want to admit, and she's asked point blank, how many kids are on ventilators? I don't have that number. Now, we played an earlier clip from her, and they were asked, how many people have actually died from Wu Flu, not of it, you know, not having it, but from it. We'll have to get you those numbers once we've assessed Omicron. I don't care about Omicron. I want to know how many people died from the disease directly related of this 836,000. And she didn't answer the question, and you're not going to get it. Here's the rest of the clip.
But I'm talking from your data, ages 15 to 24, for example, the risk of death is at 0.001%. I guess what I'm getting at in this opening is that the Supreme Court is in the process of dealing with this big issue about mandates. And do you feel a responsibility as the CDC director to correct a very big mischaracterization by one of the Supreme Court justices?
Yeah, here's what I'll tell you. I'll tell you that right now, if you're unvaccinated, you're 17 times more likely to be in the hospital and 20 times more likely to die than if you're boosted. And so what my responsibility is to provide guidance and recommendations to protect the American people. Those recommendations strongly recommend vaccination for our children above the age of 5 and boosting for everyone above the age of 18 if they're eligible.
All right, so she gave you some numbers there, right? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. KevinJacksonNetwork.com. 844-551-8255. You're 17 times more likely to be in the hospital, and you're 20 times more likely to die. I would love for anybody on this program, many of you are brilliant people, please tell me where those numbers came from. Find them. Go Google it. Find studies, do whatever. Let me just save you the time, okay? If you reach from between your buttocks and you pull, that's where you get those numbers. There is nothing scientific about what that lady said. I could pick it apart 1,000 ways to Sunday. It's all lies, orchestrated lies.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.